Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fastest growing podcast on the internet is not this one, but this one should be, because Jake Pittman is fucking hysterical, and he's brilliant, and he's funny, and I don't know why I only have 40 goddamn 7 listeners. I fucking listen to the show. Actually, I can't even listen to the show. All I do is fucking ramble on. I never get the goddamn point. Put your hands together for the greatest podcast host this side of Marina Del Rey. It's Jake Pittman.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jake Pittman Show. It is February something or other. February 9th, 2013. I don't know. I don't keep track of days. I'm married. We're excited. We got a packed show. We've been having packed shows lately, so it's kind of nice. I don't feel the pressure to ramble as much. Joined by my dear friend and co-host, Madlu. Jen, say hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you doing? I heard you have 3 kids with you today, so I'm a little worried.
I'm worried, too. I really am. But I bribed them with electronics and Oreo cookies, so.
And Percocet? Did you give them Percocet?
No, I don't live vicariously through my kids.
Well, we're getting to that later with the pageant mom, so good call. Eli, my best friend in the whole entire world, and sound effects extraordinaire, say hello.
Hey, Jake.
How are you doing, buddy? You know,
I didn't
want to tell you. This week was actually going to be a scheduled intervention on you, but we decided to delay it for the pageant mom. But, yeah, it's coming. Because we really want you to just not be so paranoid. Again, nobody listens to this show. You're fucking hysterical. Your parents don't listen to this. Nobody that matters is listening to the show. So I want you to open up a little bit because we love you. And Jen now has seen the other side. She's been talking to you privately, and she knows what I'm talking about now. Right, Jen?
He's hilarious. I want some of that to come out for sure.
I mean, people know he's hilarious, but they don't know the deep, deep psychological hilarity that is Eli. So don't hold back. All right.
All right. Remember, thanks, man.
No, I get the numbers. There's literally like 6 people listening to the show, and I think they're all just people on Twitter. Anywho, so got a lot to get to today. I'm hopeful that Brody will call in. Also asked Michael Fishman for this first little segment, which is something we're going to add to the Jake Pittman Show now, which is we kind of do a follow up of what happened last week. These shows are so tight and packed. Sometimes we don't, you know, get to get in depth with things as much as we want. And Brody had said something last week that really kind of stuck with me all week. actually kind of bugged me. I don't know if people remember last week, but we were talking. I don't remember what we were talking about, but he called in. And Brody, for those of you who don't know, is a 16-year-old boy that's a frequent caller and listener to the show and a Twitter friend of mine. He's a homosexual, and he's a, you know, kind of very, very liberal. And we get in arguments sometimes politically. And long story short, he had said that it was okay for white men to be bashed. I had made the comment that pretty much you can only make fun of white men in this country. It's the only thing that they're not protected. There's no political correctness movement for them. There's no lawsuits. There's no lawyers like Gloria Allred or any of those people protecting white men. No one really cares when you insult them. And I thought it was an interesting point. And Brody had said that it was our turn because we had never dealt with oppression. I heard Jen, I heard you kind of get excited, almost clap, like you were Maury getting a paternal test. And I could feel sort of weight. My sister was there too, and she's a big old feminazi. So I thought it was an interesting topic. Like I said, we got a packed show, but I just wanted to go over it a little bit. I wanted to talk to Brody. So if you're listening, I'll give you a few minutes to call, or anyone else can call on this topic. The question is, do you feel it's okay, first of all, to bash white men, and does it really bother anybody? Or do you guys think it's deserved since we've quote-unquote been oppressing everybody for so long? We already have a caller. Who's that on 506, Eli? Oh, there's Brody. Oh, I'm so excited. Good. Less dead air.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing, Brody?
I'm good. My point last week was just that straight white men have been at the forefront of the oppression of almost every single minority in America, from African Americans to gays to women, and you name it. They've been the one that have been holding them down for so many years, so it is kind of their turn. And why should we try to even find common ground when you can't find common ground with fucking imbeciles? And most straight white men, especially politicians, that's exactly what they are.
imbeciles.
Yes.
Yeah. So your statement, which I think probably more people agree with you than they do with me, at least my audience, that there is some sort of just desserts or justified nature. I was pointing out that, you know, more women get in colleges, more women are working in America, more women have the safer jobs. I still hear a lot of times that...
Yeah, but that's because they're more intelligent. It's not because of anything else.
First of all, that's a whole other show. We'll get into it another time. So like, please stick on topic for a second. But a lot of times there's this thing called the glass ceiling. They say women make 75 cents on the dollar, and they don't make as much as men. Blah, blah, blah. It's oppression. Great. But what they don't tell you in that study is that all the jobs where people fucking die, like working in fucking factories and caves and mining, like the fucking worst jobs in the world, men do, and more men die at work. And there's this new thing coming out called the glass floor. And again, this is another show, but the point I was trying to make last week was I think we all pretty much are getting the shit end of the deal or have at some point, and now I think it's time for us to come together as a man.
So you think white men, and especially straight white men, have had to deal with the same type of oppression that women have and gays have and black people have?
Well, first of all,
I don't think it's like apples and oranges. You can't even compare any of them because white men haven't had to deal with any type of oppression in their entire fucking history.
But by that nature, you can't compare slave ships and Africans and Americans being transported here as slaves to, you know, not being able to vote for women. I mean, we could get lost in this debate about, you know, how you think it's amusing that I compare men's oppression to others, but you're totally skipping over the fact that all different types of oppression have happened to all different kinds of people that can't be compared either.
Yeah, maybe I'm standing totally off topic here, but my point is that white men haven't had to deal with any type of oppression ever. I know I can't compare women to black people, women to gays, black people to gays. I can't compare those three together, but I can say that white people or white men haven't had to deal with any oppression whatsoever.
Do you think that they, when you say they haven't had to, with the stuff I've talked about these jobs and blah, blah, blah.
Do you think they should? Yes. That's why I don't care, and there shouldn't be lawsuits for the people that are discriminating against them.
No, what I'm saying is, do you think they are oppressed now, or that they're starting to taste it?
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay. So you're basically saying there is a turn of the tide. It is starting to happen to men or little boys, which is the one I get really passionate about. That sounded creepy. Let me rephrase that. The oppression of little boys. I'm passionate. That sounds bad, too. I'm upset at how little boys are oppressed in this country. So I think sometimes if even what you're talking about, Brody, and a lot of women talk about, a lot of angry people talk about with men being oppressed, a lot of times they push it to children. They push it on young boys. Do you see that at all? I mean, you're 16. You're not that far removed.
In a sense, I see it, but I think it just sort of transcends down to them from their fathers and the people even, you know, older than them who – I'm trying to make at least, you know, a modicum of sense, but that will be a little hard. But I don't think it's coming from women and all the other people that are turning, you know, boys into what you are trying to say.
Pussies. That's the term I use a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. You think it's men making boys pussies?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a whole other show,
because
too.
I think if you keep going along the line, it's probably the women that turn the men into pussies, and then, you know, both of the parents are pussies, then they turn their kids into pussies.
Right, the pussy movement. Rob is on the air. Rob, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy? You wanted to contribute?
Yes, hi, Brody, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
All right. Listen, I love Brody, and I agree with... most points, but I mean, when are we going to become individuals again? Like, what's the movement against straight?
No, but do you know what I find funny? It's men are saying now that they want to become individuals and we need to end all the bullshit. But when it was women that were being fucked over and gay people and African Americans that were being fucked over, they had nothing to say about that. But when the tables are turned and now it's them, everything needs to fucking change, and I don't think it should.
Well, that was back.
Maybe when you guys deal with the 20 years of the discrimination, then, you know, you guys can say something. But until then, it's like, fuck off and take your turn.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Discriminated against for that. Jake doesn't. Jake wasn't a part of the movement against women or black people. I wasn't. We're straight white guys.
I think that's a fair point, and one of the ones I was going to get to. It's like, I think it would be fair. Well, let me ask you this, Brody. Do you think it's fair for someone like me, and Rob, or and anyone who's reasonable for that matter, to say that, you know, what being
reasonable.
Basically paying for the sins of your fathers is sort of unfair. I mean, if you're upset at the, you know, the man in the 30s and the 20s and 1800s, do you think taking it out on those of us, which are very sensitive men? I mean, Rob and I probably cried at that fucking Budweiser commercial during the Super Bowl. I know I cried like a bitch with a fucking Clydesdale. Men are different now. I mean, we are more open. We're raised differently. And I think it's kind of a weird mixed message. What's that?
Was that the one with Landslide playing?
I think so. I don't know. I was crying.
Yeah, I cried. But
the thing is, I think that there's a certain point where it's like you want to push it. I understand the butthurt. I understand wanting the anger and rage to pay off, but I think it's sort of misguided. Would you think that's fair, Brody? Do you think maybe taking it out on people like me who are not that kind of guy at all, do you think that's fair?
Well, now that you word it that way, I sort of see where you're coming from. But in a different way, I can't really agree with you because it's not like there's discrimination has completely ended for women, first of all. Gay people, they still can't get married in, I think it's only like 5 states in the United States. I'm probably wrong on that, but it's not nearly enough. And, you know, I can't speak for them either, but I'm pretty sure black people would feel the same way. So it's not like it's ended for all other minorities. It still goes on all throughout the United States. So I can't really agree with you on that.
Fair
so
enough.
Can we try to fix the problem? Is that do we always need to find a group?
And actually, you said something about you guys paying for the sins of people in your past. Last time I checked, there's still politicians and ignorant-ass redneck fuckers in the United States that have voted against gay marriage in referendums in several different states. So really, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know, you know, who voted against it, but they can all go fuck themselves too, because it's still going on throughout the United States each and every day.
All right. Well, I have a couple of responses. I have another caller. Michael, are you there? It looks like it's frozen. You there, buddy?
Jen, you need to say something and agree with me, because now there's 3 fuckers that are
Hold on. Sorry,
well,
Brody.
Well, except I have little boys, so it's hard for me too. Luckily, they're not white, though, so
yeah, they're tiny.
Hopefully they won't
every college.
They won't
yeah,
exactly.
All right, hold on. I got a new caller. Sorry, guys. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
hey,
here. What's
thanks
up,
for
Jay?
Calling in. But have you been listening to this pile of spew?
I've been listening. I understand the angst. I understand the frustration. What I don't understand is I'm waiting for the point where we stop looking for the past to be even. And we start moving into the future, and this idea that you're going to punish modern people and that's somehow going to decrease discrimination, I never get that rationale. It seems such a like victim way to look at it to me. You know, all of the people who are being discriminated against now, if some of these people from other groups don't support them, then things never change. You know, It's the civil rights movement never would have gained as much power if it was purely based on one group all on their own, if no one ever joined them and committed to change. So this idea that, okay, it's okay to be discriminatory.
I'm sure there weren't many straight white men in the civil rights movement. Maybe there was a couple, but
that's not true,
Obviously, you haven't done your research, and obviously
right.
You've never studied any of those pictures. Because if you look, there were huge numbers of straight white males who came out, and in the suffrage movement also. That's part
absolutely.
Of the reality is that there are a lot of mature, straight white males, and I hate the term white. We can get into that in a minute. But the idea that there is some group out there that is largely, you know, discriminatory bigots.
Yeah, it's white people.
Let's just all take a moment just for 1 second.
I love it. Okay. So, hold on a second.
Did we all see the hilarity in the statement Brody just made, which is white people are racist? I mean, does everyone get the irony of that, right?
Yeah,
that's not just
it.
Funny to me.
No, okay. Not. Okay, I shouldn't have said white women. White people. I meant white men. Okay. Sorry.
At what point, Brody, are you going to realize you're doing exactly what you hate other people do? You say you hate. You're absolutely becoming what you hate. You're pointing out a specific. you're pointing out a specific gender and race as
because
you know,
it's true.
You're generalizing. Well, I could say that too. I could say women and black people. It's true. They love all this shit. You would call me a racist asshole. How is it any different what you're saying? How is it any different? Explain to me. I'm so confused.
Because
I can say that
because you guys have never had to feel, and I haven't either, so I can't really say much because even being born a gay person in, you know, the 90s and up, it's not as difficult as the people that were before me. But what I can say is that straight white men have not had to feel the repercussions of anybody, but now that they are, it's like you're preaching for change and everything, and I don't think that should happen.
Hey, Brody.
Do you think, Brody, I want to ask Brody, because I, you know, I'm kind of with you. I still think women are oppressed. I still think gays are oppressed.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, they can't get married. You know, I think all these things are still happening. But, you know, this is what got me blocked by Jake's mother was questioning, is bashing them going to fix the problem, though? You know, like, I'm not saying it's going to fix the problem,
but I think we should do it just enough until they feel the wrath that everyone else has had to throughout their lifetimes.
But
I don't think it's going to fix the problem, but I think that
we should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
I throw one thing out? It's amazing this idea that people have not faced discrimination. Everybody faces discrimination. Maybe not at the same level, but this idea that there's a white conglomerate somewhere that magically has never faced any kind of discrimination, particularly in the United States, where you look at every group that came here was hugely discriminated against. The Russians were discriminated against. The Jews were discriminated against. The Italians were discriminated against. You know, the Irish, the way that these groups were initially treated was horrible. And that
Christians were fed the lions for sport.
Yes. And,
as they should be.
But you got to define for me what the hell is white. White is a color in a Crayola box. This idea that there's one group that is white is kind of absurd and naive also.
Absolutely. Well said.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes. Go ahead, Rob.
I just wanted to take it. If I ask Brody, like, can we narrow it down a little more instead of saying, like, all straight white guys? How about straight white guy conservative Republicans that vote against equal rights? Like,
well, first of all, and I'm not trying to, you know, assume things, but Michael strikes me as one of the people that would be one of those Republican assholes that vote against gay marriage and everything to do with equal rights. So you can go fuck yourself. And to answer your question...
Once again, you have not done your research at all, Brody. You couldn't be more wrong about Michael Fishman.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And maybe I am wrong, you know, I'll admit it. But didn't he leave Twitter for a couple weeks because of the way the election went?
No, first of all, he spent time with his family. But let's stay on topic. That's retarded. Why are we doing this?
No, that's fair, because he likes to go under the belt, and that's okay, because that's his tactic. The goal is to piss me off. Look, the reality is you're not going to find somebody. I've been very public about my outward support for gay marriage. I have been hugely public, and I've made numerous public statements, both in equality and I'm anti-bigotry of any kind. I just don't understand the idea that, you know, I'm not going to get into what I am or what I'm not, because that's not the point of the show. What's hilarious to me is that you still refuse to define, everybody agrees that the definition is flawed, and instead of defending your point, your choice was to attack me. What about the points that were made in regards to the fact that in every group, including right now, I am one of those straight males who appears to be white from the outside by somebody else's color scan? I guess we're supposed to go down to Home Depot, get a couple paint swatches, and see which color I am on the white scale.
That's exactly right.
You know, so what am I? Swiss coffee? Am I? You know, off white? Am I?
You have a little yellow. So
there is a little yellow. You are part Chinese.
You know. I am what everybody else is at this point. We're all mixed. And the sooner that we all realize that, that's the ignorance of the whole bigotry thing is.
Yeah.
Whether you're religious
person, pause for your applause, Michael. That was very well said.
I don't even need the applause. If Yeah, I'm looking at it this way. If you're a religious person, you believe everybody was created from one source, and we're all the same.
Right.
If you are a scientific-based person, and you believe in evolution and the evolving of creatures over time, then you believe that we all evolved from one place. So at what point are we going to stop blaming other people for their negative, narrow-minded views and start actually embracing those people and showing them the ignorance?
Beautiful.
Show them. Don't sit there and make it starting a war because you don't like a war somebody else perpetrated against you is absurd.
Absolutely. And that's the overall point of the show. This is my direct question to everybody here. This movement to sort of go after someone else you feel needs to feel it or deserve the same thing. I don't understand what the end game is there. How do you think that's going to repair any sort of damage historically, or how do you think that's going
to... I already said I'm not looking for it to repair anything. I'm looking at it as a way for a group of people to take their turn historically to face the oppression that other groups have. That's what I said at the very first of the show, and that's what I'm going to, you know, say again and stand by.
For empathy, he's saying that for empathy purposes, to really understand what...
Well, how long does this... Is this like, are we talking 30 years? I mean, do we have to
as long as it fucking takes.
Till what?
You can't fully empathize with somebody else's pain. You can never fully appreciate the full force of what has happened to some of the groups that were persecuted against because you weren't there. The time is different.
Even the blacks today don't understand, I would say, like you, Michael, that what their ancestors went through. They don't understand that type of oppression or abuse.
They certainly don't face it. Women don't anymore in this country.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't. I mean, you don't. And the point is, yeah, I mean, you can vote. I mean, you can vote.
Okay, but answer me this, Jake,
yes.
And maybe you can answer it. I don't know, but... When in the last century have, and I'll say it again just for you, Michael, straight white men been oppressed in the last century in America?
Come to my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Come to my house. Seriously, that's exactly my answer was going to be as well. I mean, it's a societal thing. Are there rules preventing us from things? No, it's different. But oppression takes on
exactly.
many forms. And I'll tell you, my generation, certainly, and younger, which is something, you know, again, very near and dear to my heart. I talk about every week. Boys are not raised to be boys. If we act like boys, we're fucking told we have ADD and medicated. We're put in special schools. We're fucking given jobs where you fucking die. There are less boys and men in college and in the workforce today. That's oppression by the definition, by the way you guys would define it. And what I'm sitting here saying is not that now we need to go after and fucking make all these fucking lesbos and feminazis and assholes that are doing this to boys pay. What I'm saying is stop. Just fucking stop it. Quit fucking trying to satisfy some deep-seated void of rage by punishing other people. It doesn't solve anything. And if you want to talk about empathy and you want to talk about how you've been oppressed and your experience and I should understand it, really, you should understand it. If you've been oppressed as bad as you say you have, you should understand it better than me, and you should be the last person to do it or call for it or want it. You want to talk about empathy, it isn't me that needs the empathy. I'm the one talking about protecting children and people all over this country. You're the one calling for fucking the feelings of hatred and oppression.
I do understand it, and when I feel as though you do and all of the other Republican-minded fucks out there, then, you know, I'll have empathy and then feel as though, you know, things should change. But at this point, I don't.
All right, fair enough. Anyone else? I thought... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
You asked about the last century.
Oh, yeah.
I would wait that if Martin Luther King had lived longer, he would be appalled by what happened in the last
century. That's total bullshit.
No, if you look at his message was that we should all be equal and that we want to be accepted for who we are, not that we want to segregate ourselves by our government. We have a government that now every time you go to fill out any form, you have to distinguish what you are. You think that that's not segregation or separatism?
That's a good point.
The idea that every time that you fill out a form, every time you go to get a driver's license, every time your child takes a test in school, what relevance is the color of that individual or the background and heritage of their family into what their test score is? If you want,
yeah, only medically. Quality. Medically would be the one way, I think, and that's it.
But medically for what? Does your child have a specific...
sickle cell for donor purposes. Oh, I mean, I could go on, but
yeah,
donors...
Yeah, Jen's kids are good at math.
Yeah, because of me, asshole.
Yeah, but again, if you want to talk about what is your medical background, that's fine. But the school system doesn't do that so they can take care of people with sickle cell. That's
right.
Not why they're asking that question.
No, I'm saying medically is the only way, I think, is what they should be asking what your race is.
Well,
right,
I'm going to keep this on topic because we're digressing a little bit. I just want to say thank you to everybody. We've got a lot of stuff to move on to. Brody, thank you for calling, honestly.
Okay, and I just want to say one last thing before I go. Any Republican listening or on the air right now, you can go fuck yourself and go to hell.
All right. I love your message. Your progressive message of love. Rob, any final words?
I just want to agree with everything you said, except for the thing. I agree that people, with Brody, that people should have to pay, but you don't just take it by the group. That's kind of like the Rodney King riots where the they just pulled all the white people out of the car and like, beat them up. It's just, it doesn't make much sense.
Well, it's certainly
people,
I mean,
actual people that do it, he's saying.
Yeah, no, you punish the people that are perpetrating. I agree. I think that makes sense. You know, it's funny, this is a little unrelated, but it's kind of the same thing when I did the show about Ravi, the gay kid that killed himself and his roommate filmed him and blah, blah, blah. And the bully movement that came out, I called it a witch hunt. And it was this sort of thing, like anybody that was anti-gay is now called a bully, and there was this whole movement. And I made a really good point on the show. Yes, I made a point that was good about how the bullied, the victims of bullying become the bullies, and they have become the bullies. And it's kind of exactly what's happening now. I mean, really, it is. And I get in a lot of trouble because as a man, it's not just the oppression of men nowadays, because that's whatever. Who cares? I'm with you. I don't care. What really upsets me is that I can't bring up this conversation about, you know, men dying in the workforce and fucking, you know, who fights wars? Who's fucking on the front line? You know what I mean? Like, they just passed that women can fight now. We've been fighting wars for thousands of years. We die. We literally die, have the shitty fucking jobs. When Huns and lions and animals attack the villages, it's us that could run away the fastest. We're the ones that give our lives to protect women and children. So it's this weird sort of thing over time that when I bring up this point, like, hey, I think it's kind of fucked up that you're going to diminish what we are, the attack that I get from the other side, I've been called a misogynist. You've all listened to the show. That's what I have a problem with. I can't take it anymore because I think it's stupid. You are becoming exactly everything you hate and everything you fight against. It's so dysfunctional. That's my final thought on that one. Rob, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Whoops. I muted him. I'm sorry. Michael, last thing, I rambled a little bit there.
No, I think you summed it up pretty well. I wish people would embrace each other as opposed to embracing what we're different in. You know, it's very sad that for Brody, I always feel sad when he comes with these rants because all I see is the mistreatment that has probably happened to him and some of the loathing that has occurred because of it. And I just feel bad for him.
I do too. And again, for the record, it's the white men on this panel talking about equality once again. It's the white men on the panel talking about empathy and feeling sorry for other people. It's not the others. I just wanted to point that out. You can go back and listen to it again. Michael, thank you for calling. I love you.
Thanks. I check the other box, though. I don't constitute myself in that group, just for the record.
No, I
know. You've messed me up, Michael, forever now when I'm filling out paperwork for my kids. I just had to do gate one, gate testing for Cooper, and I'm like, should I check it or not check it?
It is kind of creepy, I got to be honest. But it's probably
other too.
All right, Michael. Thank you, brother.
But if he'll get them into UCLA and free stuff, I'll check it.
Well, they're Asian. They're getting into UCLA anyway. I mean, we've already covered that. excuse me. Sorry. Fingers are cold. Well, that was good. I was nervous that Brody and Rob were going to tease Michael, and that was going to be a big old digression fight, but that was good that everyone kept it nice and professional. I just want to make one last point, Jen, before we move on, a point I made to you. The feminist movement, the abolitionist, whatever the fuck you call it, the end of slavery movement, whatever through history, if it was the powers that be and the white men that were in charge, if we are so powerful and oppressive, then why have we been behind every movement? And if we really didn't want it, if we didn't want equality, we could have stopped it. We are in power. We are in Congress. We are in Senate. We are the president. We are in charge across the board. So anytime there's been progressive in this country, you have to give us credit as well because we let it happen. Thank you. All right, Jen. Are you still there?
Are you done? Yeah.
I'm done, yeah. I thought it was good.
Staring off into space.
I know. Well, I just like to point out, it's like I always hear how horrible I am, and it's like this show is a microcosm of this country. The white men are talking about equality. We understand our history. We research our facts. We talk about love, and then we hear what assholes we are. It's just that's what America is nowadays. It really is. Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
You know, we need once I see black men and women on some bills, then I'll be with you. The oppression is done.
You're talking about dollar bills?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You guys got to do something historical to get on the dollar. You know what I mean? Like, you know, these are presidents that are on the dollar. These are like
not
great,
all. Isn't there?
Well,
like,
Ben Franklin's not.
I was gonna say just because he flew a kite, he gets on the fucking bill.
Sacagawea is on a fucking half dollar for showing someone how to cook corn.
Yeah, they canceled the coin though.
Well, again, if you want to be on the dollar bill, then why don't you women get together and do something historical? You know, maybe invent
right, there's
something.
There's plenty of things we've done historically. I just can't think of any right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my favorite bumper sticker is that one that says, well-behaved women rarely make history. And I always laugh to myself and I go, women rarely make history. You could just end it there. Anyway,
oh
moving along.
What about Sally Ride or whatever her name is?
Was she the one that wore the diaper, the astronaut, that shit herself on the way to kill her boyfriend? Or is that
I think
episode?
They all shit themselves. They have to.
All right, enough of this. Okay, we had a scheduled show for pageant moms to call, but it doesn't look like they're going to call. So I got a choice for you, Jen. We got a couple things to go through. Should we talk about pageants? I kind of tweeted it out, but without the moms here, it's kind of hard to move
well,
on.
Well, I mean,
to,
it's a
saying?
It's a great topic to discuss. I've been just ever since I started watching Toddlers and Tiaras, I'm really just amazed by it.
Well, I guess.
Well, it's up to you.
Well, no, let's go. Let's spend a few minutes on it. I mean, I
they
guess
might
it's
call
kind
in.
Of in. Well, yeah, let's go in case they do call in. It's kind of in line with what we're talking about because the problem I have with these pageants, I think you said it best to me earlier in the week. Anyone that's outside of the pageant world, and for clarification, we're talking about pageants with children, not, you know, Miss America or anything. We're talking about, like,
right.
You know, boys and girls under 10, okay, just so everyone knows that. And the problem is, the thing is, most normal people get creeped out by these, and they can't really explain why. I mean, some it's about the sexualization of children. The other thing, it's like, it seems like the mothers are living vicariously through them or the fathers are. There seems to be undue pressure and all these things. So basically, anyone in that pageant world, it's kind of a subculture in this country. I mean, we know Honey Boo Boo and there's reality shows and whatnot, but there's certainly kind of an us versus them mentality. And by that, I mean, pageant mothers and pageant daughters, they don't really assimilate into normal society like the rest of us do. It seems that way. So there is something kind of creepy about it. And
kind of creepy. I mean, they might call, so I don't want to go into it, but pretty creepy.
I mean, you made another good point. I'll let you should get some credit for your genius, so I don't take all the credit. But, you know, we were talking about how we didn't like it that they were pushing their children and they were putting this undue pressure on their children and sometimes damaging their body. They were making them eat pixie sticks and coffee to stay awake. But you brought up the point that gymnastics, and those are underage girls. Those are underage girls basically in one-piece bikinis dancing around, and they have horrible damage to their bodies. A lot of them don't even have their periods, for Christ's sakes. They all look like little hobbits, and they're pushed way young. They do look like hobbits. You know, I'm gonna bring Michael Fishman back on the air because he's better at radio than I am. Michael, are you still there? Okay, no, he's not.
Well,
oh, do you have to go?
No, I'm here. I was listening.
Sorry, just you don't speak when you want to. That's a really good point too. I mean, we're all creeped out by these pageant moms and pageant daughters, but nobody seems to have a problem with, you know, kids in gymnastics. It's kind of the same thing, right?
I think people do have problems with kids in gymnastics. I've heard the same, not as much as pageants, because pageantry is just pretty much about looks. But I hear people talk about pedophiles liking to watch gymnastics girls, and, you know, I think it's a little creepy, too, for some people, the way they dress. And shake their little moneymaker.
So you think... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think it's more accepted, though, in the case of gymnastics, partially because it's been representing your country. The idea is that you're going to represent your country in the Olympics versus the pageantry. You solely are winning something for the individual. So I think people
right.
will accept more.
And it's a sport. It's a true sport. Like, they really do have to be more than just cute. They have to...
You have
to
learn
to do major
tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's certainly more of a skill to being a gymnast than being a pageant queen. But, you know, Miss America or Miss Universe, don't you technically represent your country as well? I mean, you're going around pageant of pageant as Miss America, you know, competing against Miss Czechoslovakia. I mean, isn't that, couldn't you make the same argument, Michael?
Yeah, you can make that argument, but those are adults as opposed to
right.
with kids as far as.
I think the creepy thing for me is. It's really the sexualization of these young girls. I mean, it's if they came out and did little girl things, actually, it's not just sexualization, it's the adult sexualization. Like, if they came out with their hair in a ponytail and they're like, oh, here I have a tea party, and they did things that little girls do, and they acted out a scene, I don't think it would be that bothersome. But what they're doing is they're wearing makeup, they're wearing bikinis, they're doing sexy, provocative dances. And it's the sort of thing that's you're basically making an adult out of a child. I think that's what kind of creeps me out about it. And I wish one of these mothers would call in because I want to ask them, you know, how you do it. Because the biggest fear as a parent you would think would be to have your child lose that innocence of their childhood. And you're basically taking that away. You're teaching them to be superficial. A lot of these girls can't stay awake because they fucking work all day, so they make them do what they call a pageant crack, which is pixie sticks and coffee. I don't know. They Vaseline their teeth and make them wear makeup. It's creepy. Does anyone not think it's creepy?
Well, do you think the mothers had maybe, like, in their own childhoods, want to display themselves or wanted to participate in beauty pageants, and they're sort of reliving their, I don't know, reliving their youth through their child?
Well, there is a term in the psychological community called ABPD, A-B, like alpha, beta. And it stands for achievement by proxy distortion. And according to this one doctor, her name is Martina Cartwright, she likens it to Munchausen by proxy. Which I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that, but that's the one like Eminem's mom had where the parents make their child sick on purpose so that they can take care of him and the kid becomes dependent, but they're giving him like horrible flus and sinuses and shit. So anyway, there's this psychological thing in the community called ABPD, and it's basically what you're saying, Eli, but it's tenfold. They're actually abusing their children. They can't differentiate between their kid's happiness and their own want and desire, and it's an actual psychological illness. I think that would be creepy, but I don't think every mom that does a pageant is that. I don't think that's
No, I think that exists. I think that there's a legitimacy to what you just said, but I also think, unfortunately, it's not just in pageantry. It's in youth sports and martial arts and, you know, acting as well. I think there's a lot of people. I mean, it's hard for me to say that being a former child actor, but I think there is an element where a lot of people are looking for their children to get a glory or some fame that they never had, or maybe fill some inadequacies in their own life.
Did your parents want to be actors?
No, I think that's why I'm not out running over people in my car and like doing horrible, horrible stuff like that. I think for me, my family almost didn't want this, and so I kind of ended up into it by accident. So it was never. I don't think they ever enjoyed the fame aspect of it. So I was a unique case. But I've known people. I mean,
but
I've
there
known
are what,
successful
you know, like
they, actors and actresses who, you know, their moms and dads push them everywhere. I mean, there's parents who are on sets right now who everything has to be for their kid. They make requests on behalf of their child, and half the time the kid is not even aware of it.
I see we got Johnny Argent on hold. I want to go to Johnny because we all love Johnny. Johnny, can you hear me?
I can, Jake. Hi, I'm enjoying the show. Real nice job.
Thank
today.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk for too long because I was just looking at the guide, and I don't want to miss the Orange County Little Miss Fetus competition coming on in about a half an hour.
That's a good show. I mean,
it's really great.
We're kind of bummed. I had the mother of one of the daughter, Ava, who's on Toddlers and Tiaras. She was scheduled to call. Of course, she probably read my tweets or saw my movie picture and left. But I really wanted to grill her because it's one thing to want your kid to perform well in something, obviously, like Little League and sports and gymnastics. But this particular thing in the pageants, it does have a real sexual nature. And I don't know how any mother or father could be okay with sexualizing their child that young. You have to be really fucked up.
Yeah, you know, I think along with the sexual aspect, and I agree with you, I think the underlying issue for me here is just this intense dog-eat-dog, insane obsession with competition. And no matter how much they try to sugarcoat this thing, it really comes down to just my kid is better than your kid. Because they know they can't be so shallow as to say, my little girl's prettier than your little girl or sexy. So they have to say, you know, look at her twirl her baton or skip rope or listen to her little poem. But it's this idea of people, you know, playing foreign languages and trying to get algebra lessons into their kid. And the kid is barely walking and is sitting up and eating solid food. And it's all about who's the best and who's the prettiest and who's the smartest and the most talentedest. You know, we got here. The reason that we're here having this talk today is because at some point in our history, we were tribal people. And you got your esteem. Instead of showing up other people, it was like contributing a lot. Here's a guy who's a great hunter. He brings lots of food home for the tribe. Here's this guy, a gardener. Here's this woman. She's a great mother. Here's this woman. She's a healer. And people did things, but it was, to some degree, it was about the common good. And now it's just like stand out, compete, cutthroat, win, and keep on going. You know what I mean? And there's just some an ugly streak of competition where I don't see really a ton of merit. Do you guys? What is the point?
Absolutely not. There's no merit whatsoever. But, that's a tough question to answer, actually, John, if you really think about it. Honey Boo Boo is probably worth more than, you know, I'll ever be. She could pretty much do whatever she wants in her future, as long as she doesn't totally fuck it up. I mean, let's be honest, she's going to be dead when she's 9 from a drug overdose.
Well,
but
now, Honey Boo Boo deserves it, Jake.
Right, of course. I mean, we all agree on that. The point is, there is a future, quote-unquote, for, and not just pageant kids, just these kids that are hyper-competitive and they're judged purely off superficial bullshit that has no merit. Today in America, that's totally not only acceptable, but that's the way in which you put food on the table. I mean, if you do have merit or ability, you're kind of going to get lost in the shuffle. You're going to get paid a shitty wage where you could be Honey Boo Boo and act like a douche nozzle and get $1 million television contract. It's not that unheard of for these kids. And
well, your mom's got a great bit in her show about that. We talk about the Kardashians, and she says these people have talent like you can't find anywhere. And we're thinking to ourselves, you know, it's like Kim. I mean, you know, she's famous for having a sex tape, because of the sex tape, they were able to hold their heads high because they're not associated with their dad who got OJ off to kill people. It's just it's like the old Beavis and Butthead bit where Butthead says, why is that guy on TV? And the guy says, Butthead says, because he's famous. Well, why is he famous? Because he's on TV. And it goes back and forth and back and forth. Yeah. Well, I mean, what the hell, where is the merit and what does it really help and who does it help? It's just like sick, cutthroat, insane crap that we shouldn't subject ourselves to, much less little kids. I don't get it.
I don't either, and it's a bigger problem. I mean, that's what I get in a lot of trouble when I call it the pussy movement. I get a lot of people mad. But what I'm really railing against and talking about is this. It's a sort of a movement to be more superficial, to be more selfish, to be more narcissistic. Kids care more now about their Twitter accounts and Facebook friends than they do about being good at any subject in school. And it's not the kids' fault. I mean, that's the message being sent to them from the time they're born is, you know, you have to be interesting on a very superficial level, and you can be a millionaire. It's just very American.
It is very American and uniquely American, you know, and it's, man, it's just like, again, cutthroat competition, worship of the dollar. Yeah, we all like money, and, you know, I'm not a Marxist or anything. But you can just see this ugly thing rearing its head. And it's just the worship of money and shallow crap. And I just don't get it. I don't see why somebody would drag their little 3-year-old kid from one town to another, make her get up at the crack of dawn, like you say, put her in kind of semi-sexy clothes, strut around like a little showgirl, twirl her baton. I mean, what is it really teaching anybody? It's just heinous. And
well, how many
it would be good if the mom was on, yeah, because, you know,
oh,
I've
gone
after
her.
Yeah, I'd ask her the same thing.
She was scared by my awesome, you know, power. She was scared. But, you know, just let's fast forward real quick. All these little girls and boys that are being raised like this, this is the real thought here. They grow up to be teenagers and then adults, and then they run everything. So these are what the future is being taught and conditioned and, you know, basically morphed around this idea. This is what's important to them. How terrifying is that future going to be? I mean, fuck 1984 and Orwellian. It's way worse. It's way worse to me. It's terrifying. There's no breed. No kid's going to know how to play an instrument. They're not going to know logic. They're not going to be taught common sense. They're not going to be good at any school subjects. They're really going to be wanting to be Kardashian and Honey Boo Boo. That's terrifying. Our president will be like Kardashian.
Yeah, you're hearing now a lot with these guys that are doing these mass shootings. You're hearing, not in every instance, but frighteningly often, it's just like the guy wanted to make it in the papers. I mean, they're willing to kill somebody. They're willing to be shot themselves because they'll be famous, you know, maybe for that 15 minutes or that day or two. And that's, Jesus, man. I mean, I can get superficial with the best of them, but I agree with you. We just wake up every day to a tsunami of just phony, crappy, empty, pointless, vacuous stuff. Aside from that, it's all pretty cool.
All right, Johnny, thank you so much. I got to wrap this up. We got 13 minutes left, so I got to move on. But that was
awesome.
Thanks
a million. Thanks for your time, guys. Good show today. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You know, God, I should have Johnny and Michael Fishman call all the time because they're like me, but they're articulate. It's nice. I bet it's a nice pause for our listeners to have somebody get to the point in under 5 hours.
Yes, they enjoy them both.
I do want to say, you know, real quick, before we do pussies in the news, which I think is definitely more appropriate now after the conversation with Johnny than any, because it is terrifying how kids are being raised. I just want to verify one last thing and explain one last thing, what the cult of Jake really is about. I get a lot of questions. What is it? Do you guys drink Kool-Aid? Do you have sex parties? It's none of that. I mean, I do drink Kool-Aid and have sex parties, but it's not the cult. My long-term plan for the future is really simple. I'm going to explain it to you real quick. It's kind of what I talked about with Johnny. The way to save this country and the way to save this world is through the children. If we start having children that are educated, they understand logic, the parents learn how to take responsibility, there's no medication, there's no depression, there's no fucking Honey Boo Boo pageants, any of that shit, then the kids are taught to be self-sufficient and take responsibility. Over time, those generations will start breeding responsible, logical people. And therefore, everyone in this country and world will be, by extension, logical and intelligent. And they will be making all the decisions that impact the country. Right now, the people that are in charge and making the impact decisions are morons, they're selfish, they're, as Brody called, they're, you know, racist assholes, whatever you want to call. So the plan of the cult is real simple. Any of you that are going to have children or are a mentor to children in any way, or a child yourself, you need to first look at yourself, find your dysfunctions, find when you're reacting butthurt, like Brody's call of men, even though may have a point, that's something he should be working on right now, because eventually he's going to be a role model to a child, like all of us are on some level. And just remember, when you get up in the morning, that someday there's going to be a kid, whether it's yours or the neighbor's, that's going to look up to you, and he's going to model your behavior. So do you want children to reflect the part of you that's butthurt, that's over-emotional, that's a crybaby, that's a selfish asshole, or do you want to be better so that these future generations can move on? And that's what we're trying to do here. So when I get mad or call people names or pussies or when I talk about women's movements or all the stuff that makes you guys angry that I do, the point is we need to let all this stuff go and start working on it and then start birthing and breeding better human beings, because the people that are on this planet now, we're not going to make it. So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. What is that? Is that applause or someone's phone cutting out?
Applause. That's the reason I keep having kids, Jake. I'm trying to cancel out, but it's not working.
No, you've got three good boys coming, and, you know, I'm glad my influence is making them better than had you not met me. So,
yeah, I've honed back on some of that, so.
You were feminizing them a bit, yes.
Yeah, but I'm back to toe painting. I like their sweet side, too.
That's okay. You can toe paint. It's just you can't, you know, make them feel guilty for wanting to go outside and play with guns. That's all I was ever talking about. All right, well, the pageant mom bailed, fucking cunt, stupid cunt, your fucking kid, hope your kid dies. Okay, moving along.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm really angry. We get bailed on all the time. Like, how am I supposed to build a goddamn fucking show when these cuntbags won't call in?
Well, we played all right. Nice all week, so I don't have to say nice stuff and say glitz in my tweets anymore, right?
Yeah. All the kids, I'm going to tell you, your daughter's going to be a fucking crack whore prostitute, because that's what I really wanted to say. You're teaching these kids to be superficial, sexual. You're giving them fucking pixie sticks to stay awake. You're making them crack whores. That's
yeah,
what they are.
They're
crack whores.
They're whore makers.
Yeah. Thank you. Again, that's not the cult of Jake. The cult of Jake want these women to grow up to be respectful and responsible and smart, not fucking crack whores. All right, time for our new segment, Pussies in the News. You guys ready?
Yes.
Pussy in the News.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Disclaimer, the host's use of the word pussy is in reference to members of the community that are weak and characterless. List includes, but is not limited to, Jewish mothers, homosexuals, the left wing, women, sensitive men, actors, losers, poets, musicians, artists, feminazis, fat chicks, and ugly chicks. It is not a reference to the female genitals or meant to disparage the female gender in any way. Anyone who is offended by this term is, in fact, a giant pussy.
All right, pussies in the news. You know, for those of you who have been following the news lately, as I have, it's no longer someone goes and shoots somebody really all that much. There's more news local of these over-sensationalized headlines where one example we're going to talk about today is the kid that was forced to eat out of a school trash can and his parents are suing. And when you hear the headline, you think, oh, my God, some teacher forced the kid to eat out of a trash can. Well, do a little research. Not at all what happened. But the parents are still suing, and they pulled the kid out of the school. And these kinds of stories are piling up week after week. They're overreactive parents. They're like Kyle Blavlosky's mom on South Park, the Ravi case, all this thing. It's just a bunch of pussies. So that's what we're going to highlight in this segment. Jen, you actually have the details of that, yes? The kid that was forced
to
eat garbage?
Yes, right,
so
I heard it on the news with my husband.
Pussies in the news. All right, what do you got?
All right. Parents of a 7-year-old boy are pissed that his teacher forced him to eat lunch out of a garbage can. Apparently, the chubby chap was not pleased with the school menu and dumped his lunch. The teacher, seeing this, was concerned he would go hungry and had him take the packaged lunch back out and told him to eat it, which he refused to do. The parents have pulled him out of the school due to the sadness and embarrassment it caused him and are sharing this horrific tragedy all over the news. So what would you do if... And that's what I asked myself right then, and my husband. What would I do if someone did that to my son? And I think I would not be pleased. But what I would tell the staff is, if he does that again, let him go hungry. That's the consequence.
Well, now you're doing what the pussies would call child abuse.
Let him go hungry? Oh, yeah. No, that boy would not be abused. He was fat.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, but just to be clear, so the story of the boy eating food out of a garbage can at school, he never actually did.
He did not. He refused to eat it anyway after she dug it out, and it was supposedly a new trash liner. And it's, you know, I don't know if you've seen school lunches these days, but they're all prepackaged. So, you know, it was clean.
Yeah, no, it was wrapped. It was not like he dumped a tray and she scooped it. The food was wrapped in a line of garbage can. Now, you can make the argument that the teacher might have overreacted or whatnot, but I think the clear case of overreaction is on the parents. They're talking lawsuit and they pulled the kid out of school. I wish Johnny were still online or anybody older than me, because I always hear stories of kids, you know, that are 40 or 50 back to their childhood. And if they didn't eat their lunch, that's exactly what would happen. Of course, they used to hit kids with rulers at schools. So is it really that terrible what happened to this kid? Are the parents right to overreact?
I think they're right to be upset and speak to the school about, you know what, if he doesn't want to eat his lunch, he doesn't eat his lunch.
Right.
You know, don't make him take his food out of the trash. But, yes, overreacting and then pulling him out of school, wow. I mean, my kid's lunch was taken and smashed, and they didn't do shit about it, and I didn't pull him out of school. So, I'd say they really overreacted.
And you're that's the tardy Tommy, right?
No, that wasn't that. That was just some other random ADD medicated kid. Yeah.
But again, this is the kind of stuff. Just again, this is the pussy moment. What I talk about. I'm just using this as a chance to clarify my positions. And these parents are ridiculous. What they should have done is gone to the school and said, "We don't want the teacher telling our kid he has to eat his lunch. If he throws it out, let him starve," just like Jen said, and it would have been over with. But again, this is now a national news story. And worse, the news, the way they're reporting it, is that a kid was forced to eat food out of garbage at his school. which is terrible. So the news are big pussies, too, because they didn't even do the research.
Oh, and it was on every, I was telling you, it was on every hour. Like, it was like a headline. I'm thinking, wow, you know, we have a cop out there shooting people in the face, and this is your headline?
Yeah. So. And a little fat, and the kid's fat. Again, the kid's a fat kid.
The whole
kid.
Family was fat. The parents were very overweight, and the boy was pretty chubby.
Yeah, when I watched this news story, because I followed home and I saw the parents at home and their big fatty fat fucks, I was thinking, they're probably just upset that he threw food away. You know what I mean? He probably got home and got a huge spanking. Eli, what's your story about milk tits in Egypt? What is this?
No, the...
Or pussies in the news?
The prime minister of Egypt came out or disclosed his opinion that women's unclean breasts causes diarrhea. So the inability of women in rural Egypt to clean their breasts is causing a diarrhea epidemic, according to Prime Minister Hisham Kandil.
Is he talking about breastfeeding?
Yeah, he's saying that because
the
suburban Egyptian women have unclean breasts.
Well, do they?
Like they rub it
diarrhea.
In poo? Like what kind of unclean? Just not wiped or?
It
you
doesn't
wipe your
really.
Tits?
It says. Let me tell you what it says here, Jake. It says. He was speaking about the spat of recent epidemics in Egypt's rural communities. During the address, he said he had witnessed children suffering from diarrhea immediately after they have been breastfed because their mothers were unable to clean themselves properly.
Now, hold on, to cut you up. I don't think that's necessarily pussy news. I mean, he might be on to something. If you're breastfeeding kids with dirty tits, can't you get them sick, Jen?
All right, first of all, because I've researched a lot about dirty tits and stuff, there's oils that come out of your areola that naturally clean your breasts. So you really don't have to clean them with soap even in the shower. They recommend you do not. The other thing is, no matter what, every time I feed my baby, don't make the fapping noise while I talk about my breasts.
I'm sorry, Jen, keep going.
Every time I feed my baby, he poops, and it's pure liquid because what comes out of my breast, pure liquid. So if you want to call that diarrhea, I guess, yeah, it causes loose bowels because it's liquid food.
That's what she said.
This should be, just news of the weird. That's not necessarily pussy news. I want to hear about the woman you made cry at the dog park real quick. We got a minute left, Eli.
Oh, yeah.
That's pussies in the news.
That's true. I thought you wanted me to talk about the unclean breasts, or at least
I told him.
No, I did. I'm pulling rank on air. Eli made a woman cry at the dog park today. That's how we'll wrap the show.
Yeah. No. It was a couple days ago. A couple days ago. Her dog attacked my dog. Mm-hmm. I basically told her that take control of your dog, and she did. She put her dog on a leash and then she walked out of the dog park. I thought the issue was that, that was it, has concluded. We move on. That's just what happens when a dog attacks another at a dog park. Anyway, she comes back. She seemed really upset, and she got really upset with me because of the fact that, I told her, I guess I was the one who was responsible for forcing her out, even though I just told her to take control of her dog. I didn't tell her to leave. And she said, well, I don't have to be the one that goes. You should be the one that goes. And then I kind of lost my cool. I basically said, way to take responsibility. Great.
Cult of Jake. I like that. That's good. That's a good response.
Yeah. And
because,
and
again,
she kinda was
here's
like,
what happened.
She was
her shitty dog that she doesn't fucking control, just like the little fat, whiny little bastard kids all across this country, attacked your dog. And instead of saying, sorry, I'm a shitty dog owner, she decided to stand her ground and say that you were abusing her or you were being mean to her. But the point was you were upset that her fucking shit dog attacked your dog.
Yeah, and I would just think common sense and what actually happened would cause her to leave the dog park, considering she understood that her dog attacked mine. But then she came to some sort of conclusion as she walked out of the dog park in her own head to justify why she shouldn't be leaving. Right. And that kind of set me off because you can't really have a discussion with someone like that. I feel like it's better to just to just kind of leave. And so anyway,
but she started crying.
Yeah, as I left, I was probably maybe 15 to 25 paces away. She kind of was sobbing, you know, when someone, like, takes her deep breath, you know, periodically, and then someone put their hand on her shoulder.
Oh, my
and
God, what a pussy.
I wasn't very aggressive. I wasn't abusive. I was just, you know, very irritable, and that's the tone of voice I used as to, you know, as I already told you.
But it's understandable, again, that you're irritable because she didn't take responsibility. Had she said, I'm so sorry, it probably would have been fine. Or I'll take my dog out of here, or I'll put him on a leash. Or
I'm
going
to go put him down. That's what she should have said.
Yeah, that would have been the right thing to do. Actually, to let you put him down would have been the right thing to do. But no, she didn't. She did that whole fucking thing that the pussies do, which is why I can't fucking stand pussies. And instead of taking any responsibility and apologizing, she immediately turned it on you that you were being rude. And not understanding the reason you were upset is because her shit dog attacked your dog. That's fucking, I can't stand it. That's good for pussy.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. I'm glad you made her cry. Did her dog have a sweater on?
No, no. Okay. It had a harness on that was made out of very fine leather.
Yeah, kid, that fucking dog's probably an antidepressant. All right, Jen, what's yours?
Just wanted to share this story because it came up a lot this week on Twitter, and there's so many fans of this pussy, but more that hate him, so... it's no news that I and many Americans can't stand Donald Trump, but it's stunts like his latest that reinforce such disgust. Trump says he's going to sue Bill Maher for not following through on a bet Maher made on Jay Leno last month. The bet was an obvious joke, but Trump has to become a joke by taking legal action. Basically, Maher told Leno he would give $5 million to Trump's charity of choice if the balding businessman could prove he's not, and this is the quote, spawn of his mother having sex with an orangutan. So... In a pussy move, Trump sent his legal birth certificate with proof of his father and expects Maher to pay up. He has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles County, now wasting taxpayer dollars and his own dollars that could be given to these charities. Do you think
he's
Trump has a
that?
Case or just a case of the pussy? Yeah, he really filed a case in Los Angeles County.
What a
he probably
pussy.
Thinks he could win then.
He doesn't care. He just got
he's just
pussy
doing it for
her.
A game, for publicity, I think.
No, he probably got, I mean, look, you don't get to that level of, you know, where you're so fucking shrewd that you take your father's inheritance and fucking bankrupt it in a matter of years and then fucking loan yourself back money over and over and screw fucking people over for hundreds of years and have that kind of level of vanity and corruption without being a really fucking narcissistic douchebag. And that guy is the worst of the worst. And I'm telling you, somebody offended his good graces by mentioning the orangutan. And he is really upset. He fucking, the guy probably fucking jerks off to him, pictures of himself. I mean seriously,
or
think about it. No, he's, I think it's a legitimate lawsuit, and I think he's the most giant fucking pussy in the world. I always did. I mean, he's always been a giant fucking
You think
bad
it's a
pussy.
Legitimate lawsuit?
I think, no, I'm sorry. No, it's not a legitimate lawsuit, but I think he's legitimately upset and wants to sue. I don't think he's doing it for publicity. I think he's butthurt.
Right.
I really do. And that's pussies in the news. He's such a fucking vag. And first of all, let me tell you something. When you lose your hair, it's tough as a man. But if you fucking go and start wearing toupees and comb overs, you're a pussy. You're bald. You just got to accept that you're bald. I did. I don't like it. I'm bald.
And
you don't see me
so
fucking
rich.
Wearing
he,
that shit.
He could scalp somebody, I mean, with his money and replace his whole scalp if he wanted to. So
of course, and he could be bald and 900 pounds. He'd still have gotten a hot fucking Russian model wife. He'll get 1,000 of them because he's rich.
Right.
But he wants. He thinks he's 19 years old. I swear to God, the way he does his hair, he thinks he's like the fuck. He's like Beta Phi Beta or whatever the fucking those guys on Revenge of the Nerds, the evil ones, Alpha Beta, whatever, with the fucking sweater around his neck. He's one of those fucking douche noggles. I know
he
it. He never moved past 19. Sorry, I hate that fucking guy.
Hate him, too. You wouldn't believe the people that come to his rescue, though, when I make simple hair jokes. That's all I do is hair jokes because that's, you know, all I got for him. But people come to his rescue. He has a lot of little homo followers.
Because they believe the hype. And he is fucking, talk about a microcosm of America. That guy's America fucking through and through, and not in a good way, in a bad way, which is all about fucking superficial, all about saying you've got this, saying you do this. You ever notice when the guy talks even about his show, he always talks about how it's the number one rated show when it never was? He fucking just constantly lies and self-promotes, which is how you make it in America. You just fucking lie. And he didn't fucking pick himself up by his bootstraps. He inherited millions of dollars from his dad. He's a fucking trust fund kid. And yet all he does is go out and fucking talk about how he hates liberals and Democrats because they don't pick themselves up by their bootstraps. Well, not everyone's born with $40 million in their bank account, you pussy. He is
so
the worst of the fucking
lie?
Worst. No, he should just come out, you know, like I do. My mother has money. I don't deny it. When people ever fucking argue with me politically and they're like, well, don't you have money? I go, yeah, my mother has money. But these are my beliefs. And yes, I'm bald. I'm always fucking upfront and honest. I'm twice the man that Puss Knuckle is. Fucking hate that guy. Sorry. But, of course, he has a legion of followers because they believe the hype. They think, oh, if I, too, work really hard, I'll be able to have a real estate mogul company in New York, and that's the American dream, and they're fucking idiots. Meanwhile, the guy was a billionaire at birth.
Marvin in the chat room does not think that pussy news is good for your heart.
It's not. I'm sorry. But we're doing it every week, Marvin. Fucking Marvin. All right, Elf Boy, let's wrap the show up.
Concerned about your heart health, that's all.
I have a very good heart. My cholesterol is high, but my blood pressure is low. Elf Boy, you're on the air. I saw you press one.
Yes, sir. What's up?
What's up, brother?
You called Donald Trump a vag.
Yes.
How dare you? He is a bleeding cunt, okay?
I have to agree.
This man attacked women for publicity. This whole thing, if I'm the judge, I so God wish I was the judge in this court case, because I would tell him as soon as he walked into court, if you honestly believe an orangutan can impregnate a woman, there's no hope for you, loser.
I agree. Although, isn't that how black people were made?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay, that's not, yeah.
I just wanted to
wow.
see if we're, are we still on the air? Yes, we are. again, nobody listens to the show, so it doesn't matter. But, yeah, he's a ridiculous specimen of humanity.
You know,
I see we got another caller.
Okay,
he may get sued.
Stay on, Elf Boy. But other caller, 310-804 number. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? Is this a dirty,
I'm
sexy call?
Good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm very good. Who's this?
This is Woods calling.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, we're already done.
Oh, well, I don't know how to help you with that.
Well, you know what? This is kind of a nice surprise. I'm sorry, Elf Boy.
I'll extend the show for you, Jake. That'll fix that.
Shit, I got to get running. Okay, let's do this. This is Eden Woods' mom. This is the pageant mom, everybody. I hope people are still around.
They are. They're still there.
Thank you for calling, Miss Woods.
You're
you know,
welcome.
We already kind of did the pageant segment, which was a kind of a mess. But I do want to bring it back. Here's what a lot of people are saying that are against what you're doing. You have your daughter in a pageant, yes?
Yeah.
A lot of
she
people
loves
think
it.
That's one of the things that people have issues with. But I personally
right.
think there might be some. It seems like you're sexualizing children. Maybe you're not personally, but there seems to be sort of a sexual aspect.
Why can't they be sexy? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, they're like 6 or 7 years old. How old is your daughter? She's 7.
Yeah, well, I know, but why should she not be sexy? I mean, I don't think that that's weird. She is she's still a woman.
Well, I mean, by all accounts, she's not a woman, but you're just so people don't freak out, you're not talking like the dress. If you mean sexy, like playful.
No, I mean, I think that she, you know, should embrace her sexuality. You know, she's a young girl who happens to, like, be very attractive, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with her embracing that. I mean, I think it's unhealthy parenting to tell your kid that, you know, that they should have any shame around their body and their looks and, you know, knowing how to use them to get what they want in the world.
Well, I mean, that's a horrible mess, first of all. But these judges, let's go with the judges. These judges that are judging your daughter, these, you know, they're potential, like, you know, pederasts, sexual predators. I mean, you're putting
what?
Your daughter on a
that's
stage.
That's ridiculous.
A lot of times these judges judge on eye contact, which is a total creep factor vibe for me. I mean, let me ask you this. Are there anything you do to get your daughter ready for a pageant to play up to the judges with her sexuality? I mean, are you encouraging this
yeah.
behind the scenes?
Well, yeah, because I think, you know, at the end of the day, who wants an ugly Miss America? I mean, think about it. You want somebody who's hot as well. You want the whole package.
I mean, you put
so,
the bachelor
yeah, I mean,
on
my daughter wears a push-up bra. I don't think that's weird.
A 7-year-old?
She needs to have something. Otherwise, the costumes don't look as cute.
Have you ever thought about implants?
I mean, eventually she might need them because I had them, you know, and so unfortunately she just wasn't blessed with that. But that's something I'm going to save for high school. We'll have that talk when she's ready, you know.
You plan to make a lot of money off this girl.
I mean, I'm not allowed to spend her money. I plan to make her a lot of money, but she's just been given a gift, you know. She's just incredibly talented and beautiful and, you know.
Do you, like,
I want to facilitate, you know, success in her life.
Well, does she, I mean, like, would you be opposed to her wearing a bikini on stage?
Absolutely not. A bikini is completely normal.
What about a thong?
People are so uptight.
What
Europe,
about a
in
thong?
Europe, all kids wear thongs.
No, I've never seen a kid wear a thong. What about
well,
this? Do you
everywhere
have a...
that I've ever been in Europe, they've been wearing thongs.
Does she have, like, you know, have you had her in a thong on stage?
I would say she's been off stage, like stage right in a thong. So, you know, if you were seated in the right place in the audience, you might be able to catch a glimpse or two of that.
What
and don't
the...
you think people masturbate to that? Like...
You guys, honestly, like, I mean, the invention of the thong, it was like the greatest thing of all times. It makes every outfit cuter.
But you can also get yeast infections. I mean, do you have to worry about that with your daughter?
A yeast infection? Oh, my God. That's absurd.
So is a thong.
My,
I mean,
father,
you don't have...
my father wears a thong.
Your what does? I'm sorry?
My father.
Now it's all becoming clear. Now,
I'm not even kidding.
With the yeast infection, I mean, I imagine she probably gets dirty down there. So don't you worry, you know, she's
you
on
maintain,
stage.
What do you do to maintain her down there?
She has a beautiful
there.
Vagina. She has a beautiful vagina. She has one vagina lived longer than the other, which, you know, she inherited from me. But I think that there's something cute about that. In China, you know, it's a sign of good luck to have one toe longer than the other. So I think having one vagina lip longer than the other has got to, you know, mean something.
Do the judges enjoy that?
I'm sure they would enjoy that. But I haven't had, you know, I mean, you know, it's not at that point yet.
Does it bother you that people potentially are masturbating to your daughter?
No, if they, you know, if they're not necessarily, no.
Would you encourage that if it would help her win a pageant?
I think that it's flattering. If someone's going to masturbate to you, I think it's very flattering. And being the age
oh
that I'm at
God.
Now, being the age that I'm at now, to be honest, it's not like they're actually touching me in the privacy of their own home. I think that it's actually a sweet thing. It's flattering.
How does your daughter feel? Does she, I mean, has she ever, like,
my
in a room alone
doesn't...
with a judge? Like, because I've seen, like, on, you know, I'm around actors sometimes. When a kid's an actress, sometimes the kid will go in for a table read, and they'll go
well,
in.
Well, I like
and...
to be there. I do like to be there.
Okay. Have you ever seen anything inappropriate?
I
mean,
there's nothing that I see as being inappropriate, really. No.
Is there something there that I would see as inappropriate? Give me one example of something that I would find inappropriate that I, with my uptight non-European values.
I mean, you just, it feels like you don't have children.
I don't have children. That is correct.
I mean, I have kids, and they don't walk around with their balls out. They're boys. So, I mean, it's just that you have her sexualized so early. What do you think she's going to be when she grows up?
Well, I think that she's going to just, like, have a deeper understanding of her body and probably be amazing in bed.
Well, are you preparing her to, I mean, is that something important to you, that your daughter is amazing in bed? I mean, does that help her win a pageant?
Well, it doesn't help her win a pageant, but in life, I would be ashamed if my daughter, like, didn't know how to give a good blowjob or something.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. On that, we agree. Have you ever...
Yeah.
Thought about, like, bleaching her butthole or anything creepy like that, like a lot of these pageant, real adult pageant moms do? I'm sorry, real pageant participants as adults do that kind of stuff. Would you
I
be opposed to anything
like
eventually
she'll
that?
Want the works, you know? I think eventually
right.
if she continues, you know, on in the pageant world, which, you know, obviously I hope for her that she does because it's something that I've instilled in her at a young age and it's something that we share together and I feel like all of her successes are my successes. And, you know, as I get older, I think it'll be something that I can look back on and say, wow, I did that for you, you know?
That's a touching, very touching story. I'm pleased that you have a very close relationship with your daughter, but
I
am concerned. I mean, have you, when you say she's going to get the works, are you, what age are you going to talk about the breast enlargement and rectum bleaching?
16, I think, is a good time to talk about.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's irrational. Do you, Jen?
To get butt bleaching at 16?
Yeah.
Well, I would be about 20 years behind. I've never had my butt bleached.
Well, first of all, does your daughter need her sphincter bleached? I mean, am I just assuming?
No, it's a little red pink right now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's lovely and pink right now.
It's really pink right now?
It's lovely and pink.
Oh, lovely and pink. Is it hairless?
Jake, are you turning into a judge?
I'm just curious. I didn't want a better interview. All right, I can't do this anymore. Miss Woods, thank you so much for your call.
Absolutely.
I find you to be fascinating. I know a lot of people are going to be upset, but I think you just want what's best for your daughter. You know, and if you have to play
a nice man and have a happy life, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and she'll probably get a really nice, wealthy man if you continue to teach her, like you said, how to give a proper blowjob, you bleach her asshole, all this kind of stuff you're going to do with her now. I mean, I see good things for her when she grows up. Anything to the other pageant moms out there you want to say that maybe they should have your courage?
I just think so many of those pageant moms are just, like, you know, horrible women that are really living through their trials. And I just, like, I wish more people had my power.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
Yeah, really wrong.
I thank you for your call. I wish you and your daughter the best, and I'll probably be watching her take on. I think she's got a big pageant coming.
Yes, they would really be happy.
Yeah, only if his wife's out of town, he'll be watching.
Well, I don't like to masturbate to young girls. I think that's kind of creepy. I mean,
oh,
just
my
for the
God.
Record, I hope I didn't give the impression that I was turned on by it. I think it's disgusting, but, you know, that's just how it is in America nowadays. I mean, what we talked about with Johnny earlier.
So this is what pageants are about, really.
Well, it's just what being a girl in America is about nowadays. It's like, it's, you know, you want to be Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton when you grow up. Those are your role models. And really, let's not be so hard on these girls that are being sexualized so young. That's really important. That's, you know, they could sell albums as a musician. I mean, they could be actresses. They have the whole world at their fingertips. And it's not something we should be trying to avoid from.
Fingertips.
Exactly. The world is our oyster right now.
Exactly. And she'll probably be worth more than any of us. She'll be happy because you said oyster. Was that why you did the drum roll?
Yeah.
Yes.
but anyway, I don't think it's so bad. You know, so what are you going to do? Teach the girl math? You're going to tell her, like, to, you know, use her brain to develop a personality? What a waste of fucking time. Am I right?
Completely. I really think that.
All right. Well, on that, we agree. You are a wonderful person to call in. I appreciate
it. Wait, can
it.
I just want to compliment the mom, too, on such a creative name for her daughter, Eden Wood.
That is her name, Eden Wood. That is true.
That's her real name.
Wow.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. It's beautiful, yes.
Well, she's certainly got a bright future in porn if the acting and music career doesn't work out. On that note, I do have to go. My wife called me 3 times. I'm in trouble. I hope everyone enjoyed the show today. Miss Woods, again, pleasure. Always love talking to you. Although this is the first time we've ever talked. Whoops. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Great show.
Bye.
Right,
thanks, Miss Woods.
Thank you.